Hey everyone,
I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie.
And you're listening to
So That's a Thing, where we bring you our take
on some random shit.
And podcasters.
Well, I am.
Well, we would like to welcome you to our very first episode, so bear with us. We decided to start a podcast because every time Angie and I hang out, we can just talk for hours and hours about random shit that goes on in the world.
And we figured it was about time that we let you in on how absolutely hilarious we are. Or at least we think we are. We
absolutely.
We hope you find this entertaining as well. So, Molly, what do you got for us today?
Well, as we were talking and deciding on what kind of podcast, you know, we were going to do, we just kept coming up with, you know, random things that people do that I find ridiculous, I guess. And so I think every episode we're going to bring some just ridiculous things that we find out in the world through either social media, the news, or just random rabbit hole websites that you go down.
Even anything you guys might bring for us.
And exactly. And so my first thing that I thought would be hilarious to talk about on a podcast was something called the Twinkle Tush. And what this is, I found it on a blog called Bored Panda, and it is an accessory that turns your cat's butt into a glittering jewel. It hangs from their tail to hide their butthole. They retail for about $6, and it's ridiculous. And as I was looking through the website, like, it does say that it is a gag gift for people to buy. But I'm certain people do buy these for their cats.
First of all, cats are the devil. I'm just going to point that out. Yes. They're tiny lions. They're horrible things. Putting a jewel over their butt is not
going to help the situation.
It's not going to help the situation that they're going to eat your face off.
Well, and then I always
someday.
Wonder, like, what happens when they go to the bathroom? Do you have, like, poop jewel now?
You got glittered, what's that stuff called? The sand, the litter box.
Yeah, there you go.
Glitter in your litter box. It's like a stripper cat's been in there. I don't know.
Stripper cats?
That could be.
Awesome. But as I'm looking up this Twinkle Tush, I went down a rabbit hole and came across another accessory for cats that had me rolling and crying with laughter. This product is called, and I hope I'm saying it right, Nudicles. Neuticles.
Nudicles.
Nudicles.
Could you use it in a sentence, Molly?
Well, let me read you what I found here. All right. Nudicles is brought to you by a company, CTI Corporation. And
sounds
it began
legit.
In 1995 with patent nudicles, testicular implants for pets, helping neutered, hesitant pet owners overcome the trauma of altering and allowing their beloved pets to retain its natural look and self-esteem.
Oh, God forbid, your bejeweled butt cat
needs to
ball implants.
Ball implants. Honey, I think that Harry is feeling down lately.
Neutering your pet can be stressful for you and your beloved pet.
Well, it can be.
Since 1995, pet owners worldwide have selected a perfectly safe option, Nudicles. Nudicles allows your precious pet to retain his natural look, self-esteem, and aids the pet and pet owner over the trauma associated with altering.
Here's my question.
Why are owners getting traumatized?
Well, if you're that stressed out about your cat or, you know, dog or whatever being neutered, like, seek help. Like, that should not be your anxiety-driven day. Like, maybe get a job.
I didn't realize this was something people stressed about.
Well, when you're bougie and you have time on your hands and an extra, you know, couple hundred dollars maybe in your pocket. But my other question would be, so does it say, like, don't ask me how I know this, but when humans would like to put in a nudicle.
Okay.
Yes. You can choose shape, size, maybe density.
Yes, there are four models.
Oh, wonderful.
Including original.
What's original?
Baby cat size? Natural.
Oh, what?
Wait.
No.
Wait. Ultra Plus.
Oh.
With, it says scar retard.
For the cat.
And the Ultra Plus with epididymis. That's what it says.
So for the cat that just had the huge hog?
I guess.
Ultra Plus, baby.
I wonder if people are putting in like Ultra Plus on like their tiny cat, like just so their cat has giant balls.
I feel like that would stress the cat out even more. Like we have now missed the point of nudicles.
Well, that and like I would think that the animal might be like traumatized by a foreign object being in their body.
Right.
Like how is that natural for them? Like,
well, if they're already walking around with a jewel on their butt. Maybe they're used to, you know, their owner. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I can't start looking at the website. It's ridiculous.
And so that's a thing.
So that's a thing, Angela.
Wow.
Yes.
Good to know.
Balls for cats.
Now, are they for dogs as well, or
yes.
is it just
yes. okay? It's for any altered animal.
I would hate to.
No, they're not just for cats.
We're not including our entire population. Bob Barker would be so proud.
He would. He would. I bet he probably would have sponsored them.
Nudicles.
Yes, nudicles.
They might have been on the prices.
So, never fear. Hilarious. If you have stress about neutering
your pet cat and dog,
you can get implants.
So not only are you helping to control the world's pet population, you're helping to control the world's pet anxiety.
Yes. Oh, see, they are doing good things.
They are.
For bougie people.
For bougie people. Oh my God, if any of our four listeners happen to have a cat and or dog that owns these, please let us know.
Yes,
I would like to meet them, and if maybe do we record their stress level before and after? How do we, I don't know how it's happening here. Nudicles.
Yep. So take that with you.
All right,
Angela, take what did you find for us this week?
I don't know that, I mean, a nudicle, that's money. I'm not sure that I can beat that here, but I was super excited that we came up, or that you came to me with this podcast idea, because for a while now, I have been saying to myself, goat yoga.
Goat yoga?
Goat yoga.
Tell me more.
So that's a thing. Yes. Yeah.
I like your goat noise.
Thank you. So it was one of those things where, like, I don't know, it was a while back. I had the Today Show on, for background noise, okay. Working out at home or whatever, and I heard them talking about it. And not going to lie, my first thought was, really? We're making goats do yoga.
Yeah, I mean, I've done yoga a couple times.
But what if they're stressed about getting neutered?
Yeah.
Maybe
their owners didn't get them nudicles.
Yeah, they needed some yoga to help, yes. Control anxiety. And come to find out, I kind of listened in on to the, the segment there on the Today Show, and it's, people doing yoga with goats. And so it's one of those things and you keep hearing about it, it creates more and more buzz throughout social media. And it's one of those things where I kept thinking to myself, I'd really like to learn more about goat yoga, but who has the time?
Right.
I mean, what are we going to do here? So the first couple things that came to mind, my first thought was, okay, I have some questions here. A being, where does the goat come in? Like, do you bring the goat?
Yeah, where are they getting the goat?
Do you own the goat? Do you rent the goat? Do you lease a goat? Are we bringing goats along? Are we sharing goats?
Yes.
If my goat's not available today, do I have to learn?
Is it only for people that own goats?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, so that's why I was like, first of all, are we going to see an increase in the goat population? Because all of these millennials and bougie people are buying goats, because there's a big increase in pigs back in the day, because pigs was a thing.
Yes.
So
gotcha.
Yeah, so that was my first kind of question.
Okay.
Immediately then, what if it poops on you? Right?
Okay.
Because
that's
you're
not relaxing.
You're doing yoga with a live animal.
Right.
So it's probably going to defecate at some point. It's not trained.
Especially if they're relaxed.
Maybe they are trained. Yes, exactly. Maybe they are trained. Maybe they're not trained. I don't know. This is a big concern of mine. You know, and then I was like, okay, how does it even work? So did some research, found an article on CNN by a gentleman by the name of AJ Willingham. Did an article about how goat yoga came about.
Okay.
There was a lady named Lainey Morris out in Albany, Oregon, owns a farm, purchased some goats. It was a dream of hers.
Okay.
Had a big birthday party out on the farm. There was a mother there that was a yoga instructor, came to her and said, you should do yoga out here. And Lainey said,
okay,
only if the goats can run around.
Okay.
And they said, yes.
Okay.
Goat yoga. So it's really turned into a thing. It's nothing more than you taking a yoga class and the goats running around.
Okay.
Goats like to climb on you. They like to cuddle. They like to nuzzle. So while you're in maybe a downward dog, they may jump up on top of you.
Oh my goodness.
To help stay, and you have to kind of stabilize your core a little bit more.
Okay.
It's working some extra muscles. It's kind of a thing. So
I wonder if the goats are like looking at it as like a new playground or something.
Probably.
Like that.
Like you get a chunkier monkey like myself out there. They're like, ooh, this one's soft.
Get on her. Get on her.
Awesome.
Anywho.
Awesome.
And it's become so popular now that, so this Lainey chick actually has a 1,200 person wait list.
Wow.
Yes. Thank you. Out there. And of course, it's made its way from Oregon over into, I was going to say the States, but we're in the States. Don't do geography, folks. So it's made its way over to central, you know, Illinois here.
Okay.
And so I did. I was kind of looking to see, like, is it in our area? Is it just Chicago? You know, like, is it just New York? So there's actually, yes, an outfit, www.willowcityfarm.goatyoga.
Okay.
It's in Pleasant Plains, Illinois, which is over by Springfield, so it's about an hour away from here, but they are actually bringing the goats to different areas.
Ooh, maybe they could sponsor us.
Right. Hashtag go yoga. Willow Farms for all of your farming needs.
Love it.
So they actually, and the wonderful part about it is that they actually answered all of my frequently asked questions.
Oh, nice.
About goat yoga.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to own your own goat.
Okay.
They, you can go, you sign up for a class. Classes are $35.
Can you bring your own goat?
I would think that you could.
Okay.
But
okay.
I feel like then we're really investing in goat yoga. Like, maybe try it first. See if you like it. You know, I don't know if you want a full-time companion.
Okay.
And a goat. But, because I'm not sure what kind of pets
they
make.
But if you own a goat already and are looking for something to do to bond with your goat, goat yoga.
Yes. I don't know how many of you out there are looking to bond with your goat. Maybe nudicle them first and then do your thing. But, so on the website, there's some pre-glass questions. So yes, you bring the, they supply the goats for you. The goats just run around.
Oh, that's kind of cute, actually.
What? I know. And they're baby goats. They're like baby goats.
Oh,
so it's like little
babies.
Yes. So,
little babies.
As far as the poop goes, what they had to say on the website was that yes, everybody poops.
Okay.
Goats do poop.
Okay.
However, who knew? Goat poop doesn't smell.
Oh.
I've been to many a petting zoo that I feel there's an odor. Maybe it was the pig or cow.
Right, right.
But,
goat not to blame.
Yes,
goat,
but they say it doesn't smell, that the goats poop in very small pellets. And if they do happen to poop on you or your yoga mat, you can just Taylor Swift it and shake it off. Shake it off is what they said. I also found out, I didn't even know this was a question, they do not sell goat milk there. So you don't get to then milk your goat when you're done, in case anybody was thinking.
Just yoga.
It's just goat yoga. But that did lead me then to another question that was on there that said that so they don't sell the goat milk. They do rent out their goats. Not for yoga.
No?
No. For land clearing purposes.
Ooh, totally.
So if you're like, I don't want to mow today.
Yeah. Bring the goat.
Yeah.
Got it.
They'll mow the yard. They'll clear some land for you. It also then talked about that they're also used for meat. So maybe don't get attached to your baby goat at yoga. Because when you show up and it's like, well, what happened to Harry? Well,
you ate him.
Harry's in the soup.
Yeah, exactly. So, they bring the goats in and do stuff like that. And then it led me down a little bit of a rabbit hole as well, because I thought, okay, so are we doing this? Because then they also offered puppies in yoga. So you could have little puppies running around. They don't help stabilize your body as much.
No.
They just lick your face and, you know, chew on stuff. But but then I also found there's also in Canada, there's alpaca aerobics.
Okay.
And they have alpaca stand in with you for hip-hop dancing.
Oh.
Yes. Pilates and cardio exercise classes.
Okay.
So the only thing I can think of that is it just stands there for the hip-hop class next to the instructor, and they said it kind of bows its head. So
I would feel, like if there was more around you while you're, like, doing that kind of exercise, like, it would get in the way.
Well,
like, with yoga, you're slow-moving and staying in a position, but if you're, like,
maybe hip-hopping. Maybe the alpaca's like hip-hop.
Maybe.
They're like, you know, I got 99 problems. Alpacas ain't one.
No, not one.
My alpaca don't want nine unless you got buns, huh?
Nice.
Nice.
So anyways, that's a thing.
That is awesome. Thank you. I was definitely, since you told me you were going to do that topic, I've been wondering, what is goat yoga?
I was super excited to be able to research it, because now I know. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not impressed. I really thought there was, like, more to
you were going
to
be, like, downward dogging your goat.
Yes, and, like, you worked with it together, and, like you said, you created this band, and you did this thing, and they were trained specifically for these yoga purposes.
Not
and
so much.
There's special, like, techniques, and
you're just hanging out in
they're
a farm.
Just running around, bad, or is that sheep? I don't know. They're doing goat things and pooping, non-sticky pellets.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, somebody going into that was thinking that they were going to get to yoga a goat. It's not so much.
Oh.
Now they know.
I feel like that might be a sex act. Honey?
That's a whole other podcast.
We're going to yoga the goat tonight.
Awesome.
Strapping.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed our very first podcast. That'll be a wrap for today. And I'm Molly.
I'm Angie. And thank you, world, for being bougie.
See you next time. Bye.